So what happens now after former special counsel Robert Mueller's less-than-expected testimony before two House committees yesterday? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a crossing of a threshold, but it's not clear what's on the other side for Democrats. President Trump said it was a victory for the country and Republicans. Many Republicans said they thought Russian interference itself was a hoax. Mueller tried to stress it's still going on. He also said he didn't clear the president of obstruction of justice, said that Trump lied, asked his lawyer to lie. But Mueller seemed unsure, halting, not the laser-like prosecutor his colleagues once knew. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University, joins us to look at this through the prism of history, but also through the eyes that you were watching with, Julian. What were you thinking as you watched?
Well, the substance was often incredibly damaging for any other president at any moment in history. Everything you just listed, his inability to exonerate him of wrongdoing, the fact he lied and tried to obstruct, and the fact this was a very serious origins in terms of why this investigation was going on, the Russian interference in the election, that was all very damaging. But as we wake up today and we see where things go, it's not clear that politically this changes where either party stands.
Well, you said yesterday when we spoke about this that part of it had to do with the truncated format of the hearings. It ping-ponged back and forth so fast you couldn't get a line, really, from either side of the aisle. But today, Congressman Jim Jordan is one of those Republicans gleefully celebrating. He points out that Mueller didn't even know about Fusion GPS. Now, that's a consulting company that played a role early on. But we're reading reports like one of the New York Times that Robert Mueller maybe wasn't as engaged in this report as he had been in other roles as FBI director. Lawrence Tribe, the Harvard law professor, said that far from breathing life into his damning report, the tired Robert Mueller sucked the life out of it. Your thoughts on, you know, questions people are raising today about Robert Mueller?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's fair to him. I think this was always the kind of presentation he was going to make. It was also such an explosive political atmosphere. I think he was trying to be cautious and think about what he said. Some of this was structured to make sure in some ways this would not work for him. He was being bombarded by Republican talking points about the origins of this investigation. And really what hearings need to do is go into the report beyond Mueller. Who are the different people to hear from actual witnesses in the administration? And so on their own, I don't think these hearings were going to achieve that much. And I'm not sure it's fair to just blame him.
Well, there are other hearings that will be coming up, at least other investigations going on into President Trump's finances. The intelligence panel is investigating Trump's negotiations to build a Trump Tower. But meanwhile, you have the Democrats debating what to do now when it comes to impeachment. We heard so many lawmakers yesterday say, kind of what you just said, if anyone else had done this, whatever it was Mr. Mueller had been talking about, they would be indicted. But what do Democrats do, since yesterday was more of a blur for many Americans?
Yeah, I don't think impeachment's really going to be on the table. I think Speaker Pelosi made a decision back in March that she did not want to move in this direction. She often points to moderate Democrats, but the truth is they're not going to support this unless she does. So I think what you're going to see is continued kind of scattershot investigations over the coming year. And it won't be really about impeachment. It will be more about building a case to voters about who this president is and putting that on the table for November 2020. The risk, obviously, is that Republicans turn this on Democrats and say all they want to do is investigate.
And, Julian, we only have about a minute. Can you think of another time when the two sides of the aisle have been so far apart? It was as if we were watching two parallel realities yesterday, with one line of questioning being about, you know, the president's actions, another being about the origin of the investigation.
Yeah, in the 19th century, the parties were far apart on most issue. Partisanship was this strong in the late 19th century. And in the 1990s, this is where the parties ended up around President Clinton. But unlike in the 90s, I think the substance of this case is much greater. And that was what Mueller tried to tell the country. But I'm not sure people are listening.
Yeah, Russian interference in U.S. elections, he said, is happening as we sit here and talk about other things. Julian Zelitzer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.